New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
Morning, Paul.
We've talked before about line of duty deaths, the Below 100 program, which I know you follow pretty closely. It's a lofty goal and one that, unfortunately, year in and year out just seems almost impossible to meet, isn't it?
Yes, it continues to elude us. And I really felt a couple of years that we were really close to it. It's a big goal, and I'm a part of it, and I take part in the training, and I really try to talk to people about it. And, it has 5 basic tenets that I think those can even apply to people in the civilian world. And the farther I get my career, it looks more and more difficult to attain. 2020, a difficult year for everybody, and certainly law enforcement deaths. We had 315 and well above the 100, and certainly the COVID issue contributed to that. There were 197 COVID deaths, and not to diminish, certainly all people are suffering, and not just law enforcement. But without the COVID deaths, we still wouldn't have been below 100. We still would have had well over the 100th line of duty deaths, be about 118. And so we did not meet that goal. It's a new year. We strive and hope in 2021, perhaps we can hit that goal this year and bring it down and start reducing the line of duty deaths. And, when I sent you the email for 2021, we were at 15, and that was just a few days ago. And, as of last night, we were up to 18. Mm. And, the significant thing is already at this point of the year from last year, just a few weeks in, we're up 150%, and gunfire, auto-related deaths, too. Just some of the most recent deaths. One, an officer in California was shot and killed, and his canine was shot and killed in a vehicle pursuit with a parolee. And when they attempted to take that subject in custody, he shot the canine and his handler and killed both of them. And an officer, a young officer in Toledo, there was a subject that started an arson at a cathedral and wrote some racist comments on it, and ended up, when they tried to take the subject into custody at a house, he shot outside and actually struck the young officer, killing him on a perimeter. So, the officers are doing a very dangerous job, and they're out there. And I certainly, my point is not to ask people to feel sorry for law enforcement or the officers, but it's we want you to remember that they're out there. They do a dangerous job. Everything isn't 9 to 5 basic. At any minute, you could go from 0 to 100 miles an hour, and things can change so very rapidly. And the big thing too, I would say, is significant. How do we honor them? And I think part of it is by remembering them. And that's where the Below 100 and the 5 tenets come in, I think. Sometimes we look at these deaths and say they're just not preventable, but there are some that do occur that are preventable. And how can we learn? How can we do our job better, make it safer for officers, certainly, Paul?
Yeah. you mentioned those 5 tenets.
Yes. So this program really began at a training conference in 2010. They talked about it, and they started the program in 2011. And what they did was they wanted to make something very simple to make the training easy and rememberable. And they said, how do we eliminate preventable deaths and injuries? And one is by training officers and making them aware, right? And again, somebody said, well, why would you talk about this on the radio? Do people want to hear it? But I say these 5 tenets, they could apply to any of us in our day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And one of the first ones that's really important, wear your seatbelt when you're driving. For many years, officers felt, hey, I don't need to wear a seatbelt. I got to get out of the car quick in case something happens, or I have to be able to do this. And, I'm not going to wear a seatbelt in case I'm ambushed. But what you find is these car crashes, the seatbelts save lives. Also, we tell officers, wear your vest. So I know we're talking about our body armor, but over the years, we found, hey, wear a traffic vest when you're out directing traffic and when you're on crash sites because it makes you visible. And for citizens, I recommend a traffic vest in your vehicle in case you're in a crash and you are outside the vehicle. Also, you know, a lot of people like to run or walk or ride bikes, reflective clothing, reflective vests that make them visible to, you know, the drivers and motor vehicles. And also with vests, you know, for boaters in the summer season, a life vest, a personal flotation device, those are all things. So I say these transfer to the civilian world. One of the other tenets, watch your speed. You know, we've discussed this before, and we tell officers, and especially young officers, watch your speed, slow down. You know, don't drive beyond your capabilities, the vehicle's capabilities, the road conditions, the traffic conditions. And again, certainly sometimes we do have to drive fast to get to places. But once in a while, you got to put yourself in check. And even though you have your lights and siren on, and slow down just a little more, because it's a stressful situation. There's a lot going on. And a couple seconds may not make the difference on arriving at that call, but slowing down some can make that difference, that you actually arrive there safely rather than crash. One of the other tenets is called win. What's important now? So we should always look at what are our priorities, and you know, what should we be working on now? What do we have to take care of? You know, can we leave this here, this task, and take care of something else, then go back to that task? And you know, we try to multitask a lot, and sometimes we have to stop and just do one task at a time. And the fifth tenet is, remember, complacency kills. So we tell our officers, don't be complacent going on calls. Don't take things for granted. And, you know, for civilians, I would say the same thing. You know, yeah, don't take things for granted. Trust your judgment. Trust your gut instinct about things. Be aware of surroundings when you're out and about. We've talked about when you go in buildings, know where other exits are, escape routes in case of a fire or an active shooter. And we, you know, we've always discussed about having a plan, you know. So, and regardless what you're doing, driving on trips, going out, whether it's for the pub crawl or boat night, things like that, we say always have a plan in place. So if things go a little sideways, you at least have a starting point on how to fix things, right? So, you know, I do believe personally that these five tenets also apply to civilians, or they can be in some way or another.
I know one area, Doug, that has been a growing concern among police officers is death by suicide.
Yeah, so Paul, you know, it has a stigma, certainly, and I think that it probably does in the civilian world too. I would say, and what happened in the last few years, there's a group called Blue Health, and they're there, one, always remember there's a family left behind, and they're there to offer support and comfort to those families. And they also say it's not how they died that mattered, it's how they lived. These officers lived, and a stressful job, and there's concerns about PTSD. And, you know, and the concerning thing, you know, we talk about line of duty deaths, and what we're seeing, the trend the last couple of years, there are more suicides per year, and these are verified suicides. Somebody might not give a name, but they'll send into this site at Blue Help and say, this officer committed suicide off duty, or, and they verify it. They won't post the name. People can offer the name if they want. And what, like I said, in 2020, there were 173 verified suicides, and that would be well above the line of duty deaths if it wasn't for the COVID. And when I emailed you, there had been two verified suicides this year, and you know, one of those was actually after the Capitol incident. One of the Capitol police officers, it's reported shortly after that, actually committed suicide. And you know, whether that was related to that whole incident, I don't know that for sure. And you know, when I emailed you, I told you too, Paul. And I just went on their site this morning, and it's up to 4 now. So wow. It is a concern, right?
Yeah, that's a huge concern. Certainly, something for us all to keep in mind. I know, the job that you do, any first responder, not knowing when you leave the house if you're going to be coming home at night. That's got to be a terrible feeling.
Yeah, certainly, I think officers understand there's an inherent risk with the job, and there's a danger, and you do have to accept that possibility is there. And I think being prepared mentally for it is it's part of your job, and help. Hopefully, by being mentally prepared, that also helps eliminate the police suicide. I can tell you, CMH. I just talked to one of their staff there recently, and they're talking about some programs where officers can, call if they are having some issues. And I know our department's starting a peer support unit that will work closely with CMH staff on that too. And like I said, it's just I think we remember and we honor those people by not forgetting about them and spreading the message about it, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we do. Doug, appreciate it. Thanks so much for talking about this, and we'll continue to keep all those officers in our thoughts and prayers as they do a very difficult job every year. We'll try and keep that number down best we can.
Yeah, and thanks, Paul. I really appreciate you allowing me to share that message with your listeners very much.